Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program Like Muhammad here on RIB English Radio. I'm Muhammad. In this program, we will be talking about Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, in the narrations, in the ahadith. We will talk about how he is our role model, how we have to try to be like him, and how we should, we should try to practice the things that he has told us in his ahadith. And we should be doing the same things that our Prophet, peace be upon him, his progeny, did, which we call the sunnah or the seerah of the Prophet, which is basically the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We were talking about Prophet Muhammad in the Quran. We said that we have a verse that says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرُ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So the Quran is telling us that Prophet Muhammad is our role model and we have to follow his example. But then there are some people who are going to say, okay, he was a perfect human being, he was a prophet, he was an infallible. It's not possible to be like him. Why is this notion wrong? First of all, when we say that we have to be like Prophet Muhammad, we don't mean that we have to achieve the exact same position as Prophet Muhammad, and that we become exactly like Prophet Muhammad. That is impossible, not just for someone as great as Prophet Muhammad, but for any other righteous and really pious person who could be, you know, another person that we might admire and look up to. Because every human being is different, okay? Even Amir al-Mu'mineen, whom the Prophet describes as his own soul, as his self. And a verse of the Quran has been revealed in this regard. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. When the Prophet wanted to do mubahila with the Christians of Najran, he said that, bring your sons and we will bring our sons. Bring your wives, your women, and we'll bring our women. Bring yourselves, your souls, and we will bring our souls. And then we're going to do the mubahila, and we're going to ask Allah to curse the liars. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is the soul of the Prophet. He is nafs of the Prophet. But were they exactly the same? No. Prophet Muhammad was a prophet. The verses of the Quran were revealed to him. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, he wasn't a prophet, even though he would hear the angels that would reveal to the Prophet. And he was the successor to the Prophet. And he was the sworn brother of the Prophet, you know. But he wasn't exactly like, he was the closest person to the Prophet, okay. A person who was like the Prophet the most was Amir al-Mu'mineen. But again, he wasn't exactly like. So the point is that we have to be similar to the Prophet. Being similar to the Prophet doesn't mean that we have the exact same spiritual rank and station as the Prophet. No. It means that we do the things that the Prophet did. And I will explain more about this after a short break. We'll be right back.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina
Welcome back, dear listeners of RIV English Radio. You're listening to the show Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I was saying that when Allah says that we have to follow the example of the noble prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny, it doesn't mean that we should reach the exact same station and rank as the prophet. No, if you read in the narrations that the prophet would, when he would pray, he would recite the Bismillah out loud. We also do that. We're following his example, right? We do just like the prophet did. Or he would say tasbihat after each prayer. We do that too. Or he would fast on certain days of the month, of the Islamic lunar month. We can do that as well. And when we do this, we become similar to the prophet. We don't become the prophet. We don't become exactly like the prophet. And that is what we should try to be like. That's the goal, okay? The more we become similar to the prophet, the better. Okay, so it's possible for everyone to emulate the prophet, his conduct, his behavior, his manners, his moral behavior, and all the good things that the prophet used to do, his mercy and compassion. If we do this, we'll be similar to the prophet. As a matter of fact, you know what? We should try to have the same traits as Allah even. Okay? But will we become like Allah? Do we become divine? No. We will acquire some of the good traits that Allah also has, but at a very lower level. And Prophet Muhammad, he is the best manifestation of Allah's mercy, compassion, generosity, any good thing that you can imagine. So this is why Allah is telling us to be like the Prophet, okay? Because we can't just say, I want to be like Allah, but you don't know how. There has to be a living example for you to follow and copy, right? So that is why Allah says, the best person to be like, the best example for people is the noble prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny. And there are many narrations that the prophet has said about different things. I will mention one for this episode. Prophet Muhammad says that we should not humiliate others, okay? And we should not belittle them, because it may be that that person holds a really high status before Allah. Okay? So we should not do tahqir, humiliate, or belittle someone among the Muslims, because even those very people that we think are really lowly and they are, they're not so good, at least they don't seem so good, they might be really, really close to Allah, and Allah might really love them. And that is what the Prophet is saying in this hadith. He says, لا تحقرن أحدا من المسلمين فإن صغيرهم عند الله كبير. We should not humiliate any of the Muslims, because even the lower ones, صغيرهم, the small ones that we think are lowly and are not so important, are really great before Allah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Like Muhammad. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, I leave you in the care of Allah Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, feel like Muhammad did.
Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalil.